Good morning. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Hub. You know, with New York State Governor announcing that indoor dining is going to stop on Monday in our great city, it just made me think about how challenging it is for those small business owners to make a living. And how when I think about eating, I'm a fairly large guy and like to eat, I think about the appetizers and the entrees and the drinks and the desserts that these wonderful, really essential providers give us and serve up to us with hospitality as we, you know, share celebrations with our family. So these individuals are losing their businesses through no fault of their own. So when I think of an app, I used to just think of like, baked clams or mozzarella and tomato, or, you know, a shrimp cocktail. Because I'm a little older and, you know, apps on phones and stuff like that, which have kind of taken over the world, I only recognized how many apps I had when I just got my iPhone Max 12. And I said, oh, look at all those little buttons on the phone. I have no idea what to do with them. But I got to tell you something. There are a couple of apps that even an old guy like me sees value in. And one of them is the PharmaZam app, because it's so important because it gives me access to real-time personalized healthcare system that's really tailor-fit to over 500 gigabytes of my own DNA data. Now, I'm about 300 pounds soaking wet, even a little more, sadly, because of the pandemic. I've been grazing. But my DNA gigabytes, my God, that's a lot of gigabytes of data. Because I got a chance to meet this week Dr. Howard McLeod, who's the chief medical officer and president of PharmaZam. And we had an engaging conversation. And really, in a nutshell, I learned that PharmaZam is putting the benefits of genetically personalized healthcare at your fingertips. And it makes it easy for you, the patient, of course, the number one concern, your doctor, who's doing his or her best to treat you, and anyone else who you want in your circle, your family, or your caregivers, to understand and to authorize them to have this life-saving information. So the PharmaZam app, just the app, even before you get to the main meal, which is the kit, it's a complete medication management system that allows you to track and check all your new medications in real time, and then have that report and send it directly to your doctor prior to prescribing any new drug. So think about this. You know, the doctor says, you know, you call him up. I mean, right now you may not even visit him. They say, doctor, I got this. I'm anxious. I said, well, let me prescribe some Prozac for you. Let me send over some Xanax. Let me do something. Let him send anything. Maybe it's just the simple fact that you need an antibiotic. So bang, 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 he's sending that over to the pharmacy and you're going to pick it up. But what if that drug caused an adverse drug reaction? What if that prescription wasn't a prescription for helping you, but it could really not just give you a side effect, but sadly, many years ago, my father-in-law was prescribed a drug, okay, just for a urinary tract issue. And next thing you know, his whole body was shutting down. And we didn't think he'd make it through the night in a hospital in Florida. A relatively healthy man was about to lose his life. Thankfully, he didn't. But that adverse drug reaction left an underlying issue in his mind. Why should I be treated like a guinea pig? Why should physicians just give medication to people without even knowing what that information, what that drug could do? So I became obsessed with pharmacogenomics. I became obsessed with finding drug-to-drug interactions, drug-to-gene interactions, drug-to-allergies, drug to disease state contraindications, drug to food interactions, any kind of lifestyle issues that would cause if I had to take, or someone of loved one had to take, intravenous drugs. What about educating the patient, raising awareness about precautions, which should be taken, of course, for geriatric patients? But what about pediatric patients? What about people who are pregnant? What about anyone who is taking prescription medication? What is it about this that people don't understand, that one drug and one size doesn't fit all? So I have this app on my phone now. And I talk to Howard and I talk to the management team at PharmaZam, and we say we must raise awareness. We must partner in patient-centric care because this app saves lives. This is the app to the meal that you want to share with your family and friends, that you want to celebrate. You want to be around for weddings and celebrations. Not because, sadly, you could be one of over 125,000 people who died as a result of an adverse drug reaction. Nobody's got any money. I'm waiting for my stimulus check like you are waiting for yours. But when I sit down with my wife and we talk about our health and our future, about how we want to be with our children and grandchildren for as long as someone upstairs wants us to be, we think about taking the time and spending the money to take care of our health. Concierge physicians for us, Dr. Michael Goodman, saved my life. It's money that I couldn't afford not to spend. There are other things that I want in life, but the things I need in life are healthcare. And healthcare as an entity is not working. We know that. So when you have the ability to put something in your own hand, in an app, in the palm of your hand, that's so easy and to set up and simple controls to manage your whole family's medications, organizing it in one place. Yes, there are lots of apps who do this and do that. You know, CVS can send you, I'll sync this, I'll sync that. No, we're talking about an app that is designed and implemented by medical professionals, not just considering how many prescriptions they want you to fill, but how that one prescription you could take, they want to avoid the fact that that one prescription could kill you. Their app works with all prescribed medications. It also works with most over-the-counter drugs. How many times as a pharmacist did someone come up to me, I have sniffles, I have a runny nose, or whatever, and unless I knew, and I did, I took the time to look at their medical record, that they had high blood pressure, you couldn't send them down the same aisle to get the same antihistamine that you needed to send them and guide them. So we're pharmacists in this app. We're coming with this app with a cocktail sauce to the shrimp cocktail. You know, with that individual who's going to take the time and make the time to make sure that you say, no, unfortunately, you need to take something different over the counter because it'll keep you healthy. Because we know that the ability for a physician to determine all this, sometimes they don't have the time. There are so many genetic abnormalities that could cause a medication not to work properly. It could go through your system too fast. It could go through your system too slow. This is not about understanding the brilliant technology of pharmacogenomics. This is understanding that downloading this PharmaZam app on your iPhone, on your iPad, or on your Android is going to save your life. So our vision is to make sure every student of pharmacy who we have the opportunity to mentor by having 27 pharmacies that we are affiliated with to do API rotations, to do IPI rotations, to bring them on their career paths. Starting on Monday, every single student of pharmacy, next generation pharmacist care provider, will be told that they have the opportunity to save lives by putting this app on their phone for their loved ones for their circle of influence. We're not telling them this isn't a job. This is a career path that somebody who cares needs to follow. So this app is the beginning of the healthiest meal you will ever eat in your life. The meal of taking medications that not only work, but won't hurt you. It's a passion that every pharmacist should have. It's not just one person, two people, or five people, or hundreds. There are over 30,000 pharmacists licensed. 300,000. 30,000, maybe CVS has 30,000. But there are 300,000 pharmacists licensed to practice their profession on or about now. And another 15,000 to 18,000 that enter our profession every year from colleges and universities, bringing those brilliant care providers to market. Every one of them should have this PharmExam app. Why? Oh, by the way, did I mention it's free? You know, if it's free, it's for me. How do you not have this app on your phone? I personally learned by putting this app on my phone last week that a medication that I'm taking, I'm a pharmacist. I should know that I'm taking Eliquis and I should avoid a grapefruit juice. I didn't know that. Nobody told me. And maybe I'm too lazy to look it up. I know about my statins not taking grapefruit. I know enough to be dangerous. But don't I want to know everything so I can save my life? Eliquis is a drug I'm going to be on for the rest of my life. I happen to like grapefruit juice, pink grapefruit juice specifically. But I now know because of this app that, oh, there's a little warning. There's a big warning. Okay, and it's not just that. Empowering you as a patient to take care of your life is why we are initiating Your Care Rx. We're going to be talking about you and your care. We're not going to lead you down paths for insurance or this or that, or people who just say, oh, no, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, we can't fill your prescription because it's not covered by your insurance. No, and you're standing there and you need a Symbicort inhaler and your lips are blue. As a pharmacist, sadly, working in the retail business, and it's dominated by devils like PBMs and insurance companies, I can't help you. But you know what? We can help you by making sure that the medications that are prescribed for you are the right drugs. And I can tell you from personal experience by working in a doctor's office for the last 5 years that when I called an insurance company for a prior authorization, and we all know that that's an ongoing process, and they said, no, that's not part of their formulary. They have to take something else cheaper that's covered. I said, well, we did a pharmacogenomic test on Mrs. Smith, and it indicates that the medication on her formulary, she's running the risk that this could kill her. So I'm kind of thinking that you might want to allow us to switch it to a drug that is better suited for her. I know it's not on your formulary, but I'll hold on. Why don't you just speak to your supervisor to see, which we can send you this test if you want, so you could see that the drug you decided you want to pay for and you decided is covered might kill this patient. I'll hold on. 2 minutes. Okay, approval on that drug for the next year. Thank you. You can give us 5 minutes so that they can pre-process it at the pharmacy. Now, I'm not saying that you use pharmacogenomics to beat the system, but the system stinks. And if you have evidence-based information that a drug is right for you and you don't use that information or have your doctor use it, or that concierge service provider who is in the box, that buddy in the box of a PharmExam kit that you can purchase, well, then okay, United Healthcare or Emblem or Fidelis or anybody, they're running your life. I feel we need to run our own lives to the best of our ability. Knowledge and information is key. It's what separates, you know, just being herded around like sheep or being someone who can put that leadership in that corral and make sure that everything in your life is handled the right way. This PharmaZam app is something you just should consider. Look at the apps on your phone this afternoon. They're all cool. They tell you how to get, you know, MapQuest and this quest and that quest. You can buy stuff. You can do this. Instacart, Outstacart, and LinkedIn, linked out. All the apps are there. If you don't have the PharmaZam app on your phone, you're making a mistake in the health of you and your loved ones. Don't make a mistake. Now with a pandemic where life is so precious that we can't afford anyone else to lose their life. Get the PharmaZam app. PharmaZam.com. It's your life we're talking about. Just get the app, please. Have a wonderful day and stay safe.